During the judgment of the living is progressive, first with the house of God. Those that receive the seal that are faithful during the judgment of the house of God go out and receive the latter rain, give the loud cry message, and the 11th hour workers come in based upon their message, and they close their probation based upon the information that's given to them about Sabbath and Sunday. They decide either to serve the Lord or not to serve the Lord, and when the final one of those that are still in Babylon have made their decision for or against the Sunday Sabbath issue, and in reality for or against Christ, their probation closes, and then Michael stands up. Now there's a theme that we want to develop here that will impact our studies from here on out, that we'll begin to take up here, that needs to be understood in connection with the work that Christ is doing in the most holy place. And this theme is the removal of the Holy Spirit from the earth. And we talk about that from time to time, but it doesn't seem as if Adventism consciously understands that this removal of the Holy Spirit from the earth, beyond telling us that Jesus is about to return, is more specifically telling us that judgment is about to cease. And therefore, our cases, because we're living during this time, are about to come up before the Lord, and we need to have our characters prepared for the seal of God now through the power of the Holy Spirit, particularly when we see the Holy Spirit being withdrawn from the earth, because it's a sign to us that the final movements of the judgment are underway. The Great Controversy 6:14. When he leaves the sanctuary, darkness covers the inhabitants of the earth. In that fearful time, the righteous must live in the sight of a holy God without an intercessor. The restraint which has been upon the wicked is removed, and Satan has entire control of the finally impenitent. God's long suffering has ended. The world has rejected his mercy, despised his love, and trampled upon his law. The wicked have passed the boundary of their probation. The Spirit of God, persistently resisted, has been at last withdrawn. Unsheltered by divine grace, they have no protection from the wicked one. Satan will then plunge the inhabitants of the earth into one great final trouble. As the angels of God cease to hold in check the fierce winds of human passion, all the elements of strife will be let loose. The whole world will be involved in ruin more terrible than that which came upon Jerusalem of old. Great Controversy 6:14. Part of what's being described here is that when Michael stands up, when human probation closes, the Holy Spirit has been totally withdrawn from the wicked. And we're going to find here that the disasters that are going on in the world today, which Sister White clearly tells us is evidence that the